everybody. Tonight is Saturday, and this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we'll be going to the Lightship shortly here. The date is July 31st, the last day of the month. Boy, summer's going by quick. So we'll go to the Lightship in about 5 minutes here. We'll first do an emotional clearing, so think of a situation that you had in the last couple of days. And we'll take away the energy out of your emotional body for that so you can have peace. Here we go. Think of one issue. Now release that. So here we go. Count to five to get it out. One, two, three, four, five. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. May not be the counting process, but the clearings are the same. The Lightship has your spiritual blueprint and takes away these energies. Let's do a mental body. Same process. If you had any mental problems or maybe hard time thinking or something like that, or confused, frustration mentally, here we go. So think of something. And if not, it works anyway. It'll help you balance out. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a pain body. And these are all invisible bodies, remember. We have whole lifetime clearance on them, which is what's needed by most people. I should say everybody needs one. So here we go. Think of some pain you may have experienced, releasing that. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, we're going to do the mind to heart drop now. And what we do on the mind to heart drop, I count from 10 down to 1, going backwards. And most people can feel, when they're sensitive, can actually feel their thoughts, their awakening consciousness, a drop down into their heart center. So here we go, dropping down. Think of an elevator, if you wish. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel a lot more peace right now. For when you're in your heart center, you cannot have a negative thought or a positive thought because the light creation energy does not judge itself. And since you're a part of that, it can't judge. This is why judgment energy only works out of time. So when you're out of time, you're in your heart. When you're in the mind, then you're in the alien mind control energies. All those aliens out there are mind controlling you, typically. The planets, the stars, which are also alien planets, or even beings, or it could even be races on those planets, transmitting to you, just like cell phones to cell phone to cell phone, to the towers, mind controlling programs. This is why you have a natal chart, so they can control you. So the they is many, many aspects, many things out there. We're going to go to the light chip here. This will not work on the archives, but you're going to feel the energy. I'm going to first energize the light beam. So if you wish, scroll down on the BBS page, Creation Light Chip Healing. Pull down about an inch or so, and we're going to energize the light beam with the male energies. So remember, there's male, female, and non-gender. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So if you're listening to an archive, you're going to feel this wonderful energy, but you will not be on the light ship. So here we go. On the count of five as we go up. Everybody listening on the program live will go to the light ship if you choose to. And you can bring your animals, your pets with, flowers, trees, gardens, you know, whatever you wish like that. And here we go. Count to five. You're going to feel the energy around your physical body change. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you're on the light ship right now. The light ship is what Jesus used for all of his healings. And he called it Father. And the people were transported, bilocated instantly to the light ship for physical healings. That's why his process worked. And you're in that same process right now. So Think of one situation that you dealt with. This will be probably about 10 to 15 minutes in length. We do these calls on Mondays and Fridays also for 1 hour for $20. So here we go. This is a sample type of little session here. Think of one thing, and we're going to go on to the first room, which is a pain release room. So I'm going to bring the energy in. There's beings there working with you right now. You select your own doctor teams on the light ship, and the healing is between you and these light being doctors. And they will take physical form according to their next incarnation that they're going to be going to after the ascension period. That happens every 2,000 years. So here we go. Pain energy is coming in to release it from you. The pain release room we're in. And I'm seeing gold energy coming. So here it comes. So I'll use the word stronger to increase it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, if you have pain in your body, you might, request the healing. You're going to be in this room continuously during this call here. And you may want to put your hand on it. Remember, you're on the light ship just the way you look right now. So whatever you're wearing, you're on the light ship, or whatever you're not wearing, you're also the same way on the light ship. If you're in a bathtub right now, and some people get on the call in their bathtub or taking a shower, listening, they'll put a robe on you. So here we go. Going to go into another room. We're going to go into the life force room. This is a room that has red discs that you stand on. One's above your head, one's below your head. They're right now they're about 4 foot in diameter, but larger than normal. Normally they're about 3 feet. So we're in the 4 foot ones now. Here we go. So bring this energy down to us. I have to command the energy. This is why I count or use the word stronger. So here we go. Red energy is coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And just remember to request healing. This is a great energy to deal with right now. I'm going to go into the centrifuge room to help us eliminate negative habit patterns, addictions, maybe reoccurring thoughts, physical problems. So again, think of something. Remember, the light sees you as perfect. So you just can't go up there and say, please, just do whatever you want to do, you know, or see what's wrong with me, fix me. They don't work that way. If they did, then that would be the darkness. You have to request a healing. So here we go. Bringing in this energy. It's a black energy with gold speckles this time. And the room is spinning. So here we go. So counting to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you may feel these energies leaving your body. The lack energy comes to you. It knows all about what's non-light. Basically, it knows about judgment. And these judgment energies get released from you as the room is spinning. And it's like a centrifuge room, we'll say, or a centrifuge. And these little thought forms start to leave your body like little clouds, and they get absorbed into the light ship walls of this particular room. We'll go into a deer room. People love the deers. And we'll bring some fawns in also. So some female deer and some fawns. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we can pet the deers if you wish. Put your hands out in front of yourself. And you're doing this on the light ship, so your hands may go at different levels, possibly. You might go up and down or back and forth. Like you're petting the top of the deer or the face, maybe the legs, maybe feeling the tail. And, you know, it's up to you. This is your experience here. And here we go. Bring in some more of the deer energy. So bring the fawns in now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We'll go into one of the oxygen rooms here. And this particular room, we're going to bring in number 15 oxygen. You may want to inhale, exhale a few times here and just see how your breathing is. So here we go, bringing this energy in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to another location. We'll go into the purple room. Here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I see someone out there with a heart condition, and they're working on your heart right now. So if you do feel movement around that area, that's being worked with. Here we go. Let's go into the room where they work with our lungs. And bring in another option, number 18. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. One more room we'll go into now. Let's go into the room where they have a large, kind of like big sunflowers. And there's a room like with big daisies. And there's rooms that just have like ferns. So this is kind of your choice. You may actually see all of them at one time. So going into these rooms, so I'll count to 10 to bring the energy down here for you. And you might actually smell the fragrance here. So here it comes. Then we'll go into the rose room next. So this is the other rooms here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into the room where they have roses. This is great. All different color roses. Boy, they kind of look like butterfly wings in the sand, some of the roses that are there. Very, very beautiful, very colorful. So here we go. The rose room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll go into another location. This is where they work with our muscles. And we'll work with energies that are in our neck and our spine. But I want to concentrate more on the neck right now. So if you have a neck condition, you might just automatically feel your body maybe moving that way, your neck kind of twisting maybe slightly from side to side or nodding. And here we go, bringing the neck energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Need some more neck energy work here, so they'll start working on people's discs. So you'll remember, if you have a neck concern, maybe a pinched nerve or something, just request your healing because they see you as perfect. Not going to interfere with the way you are right now unless you ask for the healing. And they'll do the procedure, and it depends how fast they do it, depending on what team you picked, and then also how much spirit you have in your body down here and you have entities in your body taking away the healing because they absorb the healing energy and release it from you? Do you have past life problems? Has that been cleared out of your genetics? So there's many things why healings don't work, but if you're lucky and had a lot of work done on yourself already by the light shift, then the healings go by much quicker, much faster for people. So here we go, more neck energy. So they'll start working with you now. So stronger, 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 stronger. Well, there's a lot of energy here. Stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, there's a lot of neck stuff. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. So, you might want to move your head around a little bit, gently. Maybe somebody out there has a definite problem with their neck. But for all of us, it's been worked on. And you might actually feel, you know, the energies in your neck. Your head might feel much lighter. What we'll do now, which is kind of nice, at times I'll put braces on people to take away some of the pressure of the body, you know, weighing itself down. So put some legs, braces on your legs here, and also one on your tailbone. So we'll put some braces on each leg right now, starting from your pelvis area, your hip area, going down your legs here. And here we go. Left leg. There, that's completed. Right leg. Good. One on your tailbone. There we go. So you want to stand up, you can. And you're going to notice that you're probably going to be very stable in your stance. Now we're going to work on your back. And here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to do that one here. So you might feel your back a little straighter. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And again, we're going to work on the neck area and the head. So I'll put a brace on that for you. And what this is going to do is allow your head to probably be, you know, more erect or more, you know, positioned properly on your body. So here we go. And it may feel like it weighs less. So again, I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And I'll do one other clearing here, one other type of healing. This woman like, it doesn't really affect men too much, but some women have, you know, a large breast, and the weight of the breast kind of makes them pull forward somewhat, okay? So they have that problem with a lot of pressure on the back and stuff, pulling the muscles. So here we go. We're going to help you out with that right now. So take away some of that back tension. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, nice to hear some comments from people when we get off the call here, how you feel about these braces here. And you probably want to ask to have them on a little bit longer. They'll normally last for a few days for most people, I think. Some people have had them on for like weeks if they had a physical problem. But I think you need to, you know, maybe reinsert it. Just keep asking for this particular brace to stay on you. If not, you may have to do a private session with me to, finish it off. But this is what they can do for you. So we're going to work on knees right now. So we're going to take away some of the alien extraterrestrial beings that are there, these entities. And what comes on us is the energies that look like little caterpillars. And the little barbs on their back, it looks like caterpillars, actually go in and destroy your cartilage. So we're going to work with this right now, work with the people's knees. Here we go. So this is what we do in quarantine on the light ship. We'll be doing this tomorrow. We have an 8-hour call getting rid of these alien extraterrestrial life forms out of us that are invisible. A lot of these are physical on this planet here. The caterpillars that looks like caterpillars are not the same that we have here, but there are dark side beings here, like the black widow, like snakes, like the jellyfish, squid, scorpion, mosquitoes, ticks. These are all alien life forms that were dropped off here to take people's energy and also their blood and constrict you. You remember how different things kill people. That's the way snakes work, and the same with, the octopus, and then jellyfish also. So here we go. Taking away these critters here. And these look like little caterpillars that are in your knees. So I'm going to count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That was mainly on your left knee. I'll do the right knee. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wow. All right, a lot of energy on right knees. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Let's go into one final room before we come back from the light ship. And we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. So here we go. We're in there right now, having the waterfall energy all around us, and it's very beautiful. Here comes this energy, so stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, everybody, we'll come back from the light ship. So remember, like I said at the beginning, the light beings, the light ship doctors are doing the healing work on you. Your healings are between you and them. And your extent of healing is determined by your disposition on healing from your past lives. Remember, you're full of genetics and also how much spirit you have in your body. How many alien energies are with you, living inside of you. This is why we do the 8-hour conference calls to release them. And also physical entities that we call ghosts or emotional bodies of people who passed on. There's also other things that we have, but I won't get into those. Those are the main ones probably that people can maybe understand. So the healing is between you and the light being doctors. We're going to be coming back now, so we're being joined by our animals and pets. Flowers, trees, gardens, and here we go. Coming back down, I'll count to 5. From 5 to 1, we'll just say 2, so you can actually feel the energy. So 1, we'll go from 1 to 5. So 2, and you can probably feel it leaving you now. 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, we're back here now. So this next part of the program here will work also on the archives. On the light ship, you just probably feel the peace energy if you're on an archive listening. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. And hello, everyone. And Boy, that was a wonderful experience on the Lightship. I'm sure everyone enjoyed that. And like Ron said, if you'd like to either call in or type on the fast chat anything that you experienced or how you felt after those braces went on, if you felt the weight lifted from you or if you felt more supported or whatever you experienced, that would be great to hear from you. So I'm going to give the phone number to call in. If you'd like to call, it's 1-888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. So we'd love to hear from you about what you experienced on the Lightship or past experiences with your healings with the Lightship or the online services. Questions for Ron or anything that you'd like to talk about, please go ahead and call. And Ron, we had a question on the fast chat from Everett, and he's asking, what about dragonflies? There are hundreds around here, blue ones.
Yeah, they're from the light. There's no problem with dragonflies that I've seen, so they're nice. Well, we have these beings that were created by the Earth Spirit. Naturally, somehow the darkness came here, and if they were on a planet of light, which they're not here, but if they, you know, because the dark side took this planet over, we'll say, but if they were on a planet of light, every being there does not eat. They live on life force energy, and the spirit inside of them decides when they wish to de-energize the spiritual blueprint. So there's really no death or emotional dying process for any beings, even humans. You just say, I'm planning to leave, and that's it, and you go. And the blueprint then goes back to the Lightship. So, you know, people wonder about things that that we have to eat down here, like there's probably cows somewhere, and, you know, they can live a nice, peaceful life. They don't have to worry about being eaten, you know. And also, you know, for the vegetarians, you know, we eat things also that are living. We have, you know, the big thing now of raw food coming out, and that's still, you're eating something that was alive. But, you know, in a planet of light, you don't need any of that stuff because you live on the life force energy. And that's always with you because you're living on your spirit energy. And some of you may actually know that because you may actually have days where you're full of spirit, we'll say, full of your life force energy, and your spirit provides you with everything that you need to keep your body working. So if you have only maybe one meal a day sometimes and you wonder how you were able to do that, it's because your spirit is more with you, connecting to you. And maybe you happen just to be less stressed that day and your spirit was able to communicate or to join you. Remember, when you have stress or traumas, it takes off, and also physical pain. So, you know, if you were typically, you know, in a location, let's say you went up hiking, you know, on a mountain trail someplace, and you had no people around you, and you could actually typically not have thoughts because nobody would be asking you questions or, you know, bugging you or something or be in conversation, which normally puts you into the mind energy, then you could probably live on you know, maybe air itself for a while. You know, remember, your body will start to rebel at some point. But, you know, once you're in that energy and you're out of judgment, then your spirit can come more fully with you and provide the energy for your body. So back to you, Sylvia. Maybe we'll get a couple callers tonight. It'd be nice to have that. We had a wonderful program last night. I guess it was about an hour and a half long. So if you're listening tonight, definitely come on the Friday night call. It's after our BBS program on Station 2. And the calls start at 8 o'clock. Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock Eastern, and people come on and ask questions and describe some of their experiences. And our Friday night show is about paranormal stuff, so sometimes at the Friday night Q&A, what we call it, kind of gets into that also. Last night it was very interesting. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I wasn't able to be on that Q&A call last night. Do you remember any of the topics that people were talking about?
Boy, yeah. Mainly it was about clone bodies, and it was also about shadow bodies. It was about having your consciousness changed somewhat, also about having intervention here by the basement energies here, which is what I call the underground. About, you know, that's just so many things, you know, went in different directions. But that was the main theme of what is out there controlling us that we don't know about, but now we're kind of discovering that. And it kind of goes into all the movies that people have been seeing maybe for the last 30 years. And, you know, as you see those movies, if you go back and start to see them initially, where, you know, we went into more of the sci-fi stuff, and you start with it to re-educate yourself, you'll probably see things back then that now is a reality here. You can kind of remember, if you're old enough, the old movie Dick Tracy, and he had a watch, you know, on his arm, which he could talk with, you know, as a radio. So, hello, you know. But then, you know, just kind of notice what the old programs have brought about. And I guess probably the most interesting one, besides like The Matrix, which, you know, kind of caught everybody's attention, but the movie They Live, where they put on special glasses and they saw the aliens here. And so you may want to watch that movie because they're here now. The clones are all walking around. You know, they're coming up in the basement. And the real body, if it is a real body, if it's a clone, then they have a real body, okay? So the real body's living in the basement having a great time, and the clone is up here living. You know, so that's one way to look at the situation. So there's a lot of clones now, and we talked about that. And, you know, clone people normally have a beautiful body build, whatever that would be to you. I don't think they have fat clones, okay? They're all thin. And that's what they want to do is make a nice specimen. And their eyes are normally perfect. And now what's coming forth is the doll eyes. So if you've ever seen a doll, you know, that you maybe buy for a, you know, young child, you know, then the doll eyes are like glass eyes, and they're very bright, very perfect. And those are the clone eyes. With no, you know, there's nobody home, but the clone eyes are very bright. I think we have a caller on, so is somebody out there in telephone land?
Hi, Ron. Yeah, I still have the hum. Sorry about the phone.
Okay.
I had doctors look at my back. The spine is back in place. There's no more problems with the spacing in between the discs, and there's no more root connection, compression. But there is still a lot of muscle where the muscles are very weak around the lower part of the spine from mid-back down. And I was wondering if you can do a clearing on that to see to block it up, to unfree it, I should say, free it up so I can move around more clearly.
Oh, did the light shift healing help you with your back in the past?
Yep. And I've also asked them at the same time for the muscles as well. So,
it's a how long
maybe you can figure out something else that's causing the pain through that area.
So for the listeners, I'll just ask you, how many shows have you been on, and have you been on any of the conference calls that we've had?
Yeah, I'm trying, saving up for it. I'm willing to go out and get the jobs to get the money to go and do it, but right now I have to deal with what I have.
Okay, so just curious, how many programs have you listened to on, say, BBS here?
Let's see.
Have an improvement on your back? I'm just curious.
Well, every time you go up the light ship, I've been asking requests for the back and for the animals and for my plants. But basically, it's for the spine.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask for the muscles because I thought it was always the spine.
Yeah.
And you cleared off some cordings off of it. So right now, the spine is good.
So how many?
I don't know how long it's been like that, but the muscles are acting like they are still in it. To me, it feels like I still have my same back problem, but it's all the muscles and the tendons and all that around.
Okay. So have you been listening to the show for like 6 months or a year or?
Oh, I listened to the show for about a year and, wow, it's been almost since a year, which today's August, yeah? So it'd be just over a year.
Great. Okay. Wonderful. Okay, we'll do some healing here on muscles.
Thank you. Back muscles.
So here we go. I'll count to 10. We'll just see what happens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see what happens with your back there. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. All right, have a great day. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. So, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, I was wondering if you could talk more about, you were talking a little bit ago about on a planet of light, what that is like and how life is different there, and in regards to you were mentioning that you would be able to kind of come into a body and then choose when you wanted to leave that lifetime. It would be a whole different process than we're experiencing here.
Yeah, so the way it works is they don't really use genetics there to create the next life form. They use it in a way, but they don't, okay? So let's just say that you're on your home base energy right now. This is where you go to and reside after each incarnation, and also you're allowed to go there whenever you choose to. So you just left your last life. We'll say that's your butterfly, okay? And maybe the butterfly, if you want to use our language in here, and the time energy, which is the darkness, but I'll just use that for a scenario here. So let's say that you, from our standpoint, looking at that, of a planet of light, the butterfly lived for 800 years, okay? So in 800 years, you had a wonderful time. You grew, maybe a little bit larger. And you just flew around having a great time experiencing, being a butterfly. And then you decided one day that, 800 years is a long time to be a butterfly. I now choose to do something else. So you instantly, with the spirit energy, dematerialize the butterfly. It's no longer there. No trauma, no pain, no nothing. The blueprint now is on the light ship. And now you're on your home base energy. And so you decide where you want to go to. So you talk to all your home base members that reside there with you when they want to come. Remember, it's free choice. And they may say, man, maybe one of them says, I was a seagull over here in this one planet, and I had a lot of fun. And you say, gee, really? I think I want to be a seagull. So all of a sudden you pick what planet it is that you want to go to, maybe the same one the other person, was there, the other spirit. And you find the blueprint from the seagull, from the spirit that is on and has created that planet, okay? So you get that seagull blueprint, and for us we call it DNA, because the DNA creates a form, but theirs is a spiritual blueprint. Remember, the DNA holds trauma. So all of a sudden you get this blueprint, and the spirit of who you are now forms that blueprint of the seagull. So it's kind of like having a balloon, okay? The balloon is just a balloon, empty. And then as you blow into the balloon, poof, all of a sudden it expands out, right? And instead of being flat, it's round, and now it becomes this life form. And you're now inside of this life form living instantly. And then you decide how long you want to live there and to be a seagull. And that's kind of the way it works. There's no process of death. People talk to me about at ascension time, I guess the main concern that people have is other people around them, which to me, is probably normal on this planet. I don't relate to emotions that well because I don't live in emotions. I live in the now, and there's no really emotions in the now. So. But most people say, gee, at ascension time, am I going to see my daughter? Is my dog going to be with me? They have all these questions. I go, no. And they go, well, am I ever going to see my loved ones that I have on this planet again? And I go, well, more than likely, the answer is probably no, because there's so many planets out there of light. It's like the grain of sand in the ocean, Are you going to want to visit the one over again or see the same person? Probably not. If they happen to be on your home-based energy, yeah, you probably could see them, but, you're not going to see them in a physical life form. So it's not going to like you have a visitation by a ghost, you know, like people have here, where they wake up some night and they have a visitation by maybe their grandmother who died a month earlier, and they have a communion with it. No, that's all gone. So you don't have that information. And the life forms that are there, there's no emotion, so you don't have anything to hang on to with judgment. And that's just the way, you know, the light works. So everything is in non-judgment. Everything is perfect. So I hope I kind of answered that question. For most people, they don't understand it because they're holding on to it. A lot of people say, gee, you know, I hear your program, you know, and, you know, maybe I can't afford $20 to have a clearing or whatever it's going to cost you. But, you know, I'm going to wait for, you know, a year down the road when I have extra money to do it. Well, you might be missing out on ascension because of that. So it's up to you if you wish to do the work. You know, and you're not going to be told. You're not going to say, the light's going to come down here and say, okay, everybody, you have 6 months to prepare for ascension. It's going to happen in 6 months. No, the light works in the now. It could happen in a minute from now. Have you prepared yourself? Have you, you know, how much do you love your body? Have you did clearings on your body from the light ship? The light ship is the only place that you can have clearings done for ascension. Nobody else can do clearings. The dark side will tell you they can. One of the big things of the 2012 ascension one that they're doing, you know, and watch out for that. That's why we have the clearing on the website to get you unhooked from that energy. But the main process is, how much do you love your body? Are you, you know, allowing yourself to have clearings to have your body get healed, okay? And, you know, that's up to you. If you don't love your body, that's okay. The light doesn't judge that, but your body's been stuck here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and it's up to you to help and heal your body. So that's the whole thing. And the light doesn't care if you do it or not, because it doesn't judge you, but your body would like to leave here. And that's the whole process. And you'd like to leave yourself. If you want to leave, then I strongly recommend, if you don't want to do any clearings at all, then just do one, which is the spirit barcode clearing. That will get you the barcode off of you, so the dark side will not take you at the time of ascension. And that typically is not going to be 2012. Now, if you believe in the 2012 ascension, then you're going to be abducted into the dark side universe of the 2012. That's not a time of light. Remember, the light does not have predictions in time. It doesn't live in time. So all predictions that you are seeing and hearing about are dark side predictions. So we have a caller, Ron. Hello out there, caller.
Hi, Ron. I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry. Doing good today?
Great. So, Ron, I had a question that if you meet somebody as an association, as an associate, and are there entities that could impede the progress of your development with that person, and what would the entities do, like in my case or in a general case, what would they do to block the relationship? Do they do that sometimes, and can you give me some information about that?
Very good question. So let's say that you all of a sudden find somebody that you want to maybe date or something, okay?
Okay.
All of a sudden, the entities in them and your entities may not like each other, but you might like that person. So the entities typically are going to be emotional bodies of people. And so maybe, you know, 1,000 years ago, these entities are still here and they didn't like each other. Maybe they're from the same family, you know. Maybe one of the entities is like, maybe we'll just say jokingly, a mother-in-law. And you didn't like your mother-in-law, you know, 1,000 or 10,000 years ago. And now that entity hopped into that person. And so they're not going to want you to get together, even though you may have a lot of things in common. And maybe the entity was not in the person. Maybe you have a few dates and you like each other. And all of a sudden the person calls you and say, oh, no, I don't want to see you any longer. What the heck is this about, you know? We had a good time for a couple of dates. We, you know, we got along good, and now the person has cold feet. That's probably an entity in them, okay?
Okay.
They don't want to deal with you.
Uh-huh.
That happens quite often. Or you have that body hops from one person to the next, the same entity, wanting to get you together. So that can happen, too. Does that answer your question, Larry?
To get the two people together, you're saying?
Yeah, so one entity could come into both of you. Remember, You could be
okay.
Like our conversation right now, right? So I
yep.
could have Wolfstein entity coming into me as I'm talking to the people out there, plus yourself. And then when
uh-huh.
I entity now can body hop from me, we'll say into you. And it could talk
uh-huh.
it and this and have a two-way conversation. And naturally, most entities like to have confrontation. And so that's how they live. They need to get the emotional energy stirred up. And this is
uh-huh.
how people get involved with, you know, having fights with each other and stuff, verbal fights or maybe even physical fights, because
uh-huh.
entities are body hopping between one and the other. You know, if you look at all the, you know, I remember the old cartoons on TV. I don't know if they have it this way now or not, but in the old days when you had a cartoon and somebody got really angry, they had their cheek kind of puffed up and their face got really red with the anger energy. And that's how they presented that, to show somebody that was angry. And that's kind of the same situation. You know, people's blood pressure goes up. And, you know, that's just the entity working in the body to push the buttons, to trigger the DNA, to bring forth the fear and the resentment and the anger and the betrayal, whatever energy, you know, you're more vulnerable to and living in, that entity will find and try to destroy you in the process. Now, naturally, once it gets all of its life force energy back to it that it needs to live on, because it needs something to live on, so it's taking your life force. So once it gets filled up, then it goes, thank you very much, and leaves the body. Doesn't care what happened to the body. Doesn't care if it caused the body to get into a car accident to get all that pain energy. Doesn't care. Remember, it's like full of darkness, so it doesn't care what happens to the physical person. It just uses the person. And then it leaves. And then you're stuck holding the bag with all the traumas and whatever happened to you because the entity doesn't care.
Uh-huh.
No consciousness. Just wants to take energy from you. Your energy balance.
Uh-huh.
That helps you, Larry?
I see. Yes, that helps me very, very much. Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
And can I get a clearing for that, too?
Yeah, sure. Let's do a clearing for entities. I can't really use the word ones that destroy people's lives, because those entities are going to take off, okay? Once they're hearing me talk about this, they don't want to stick inside of you, because if I take them out of here and terminate them, send them back to their spirit, they can't live any longer. And so they're probably all running like heck to get out of the bodies of people right now. But we do have some that want to have a healing, so we'll work with those right now.
Okay.
Remember, the other ones already left. They may have went into your dog or cat, okay? So, and they're going to be peeking out of their eyes until we get down with the healing. They'll pop back into you again. So,
okay.
Go. We're in the next room. So, here we go. Ones that want to come to the light will release. So, here we go. So, I'll count to 10. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There's some dark side beings now. These can also be called entities. I don't use that term for these. Entities I just normally call on is ghosts, emotional bodies. Now, we're going to do some of the dark side, the aliens, that don't have a spirit, a soul in their body. And they now have an opportunity to come to the light also. This is very rewarding for them and also for yourself, because you're able to make that connection to bring the darkness into the light. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm yawning, a lot of energy is leaving, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, do that one again, so they can bring whoever they want to the light now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how was that?
It feels really wonderful. Like a lot of them went into the light and got their wish fulfilled.
Okay, I'm going to do a clearing here, another healing. This will be a different healing. What we're going to do is heal. There are entities out there. And I'll use the term entities that are from the darkness, okay? And
uh-huh.
some of these darkness beings have no way to have a physical healing. Maybe they're missing a finger, an arm or something, or a tail or whatever, teeth, maybe an eye. Remember that the dark side creates things that are copied from the light also. So they just copy the blueprint or steal part of the blueprint and then take the DNA and just reform it again. You know, we all know about cloning of animals and things and experimentation that was done probably in Atlantis, et cetera. But anyway, this is how the dark side works. So some of these beings that I'm seeing right now would like to have a physical healing. They don't know about coming to the light, but they do have a physical problem. So here we go. We'll get the light ship doctors to work with them, and they have a choice to come to the light also. But they'll have a healing done regardless. And this is a compassion that the light has for them. And maybe by doing this, we may have more darkness coming to the light. The difference is that these dark side beings end up having a spirit or soul put in them, and they are not on the planets that are not controlled by darkness like ours here that was taken over. They have nothing controlling them. That's the difference. Remember, as above, so below. Mind control above, mind control below. And nobody wants to be controlled with, lack of, you don't have a force of will then. You have, your force of will was actually taken away from you. And you're using the programs that they give you. So here we go. Remember, it's all mind control here, like a computer. So these dark side beings that need to have a physical healing can have it right now. I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, we got a lot of them out there. This is wonderful. One, let's go into the light too. And the ones that don't want to, they had a taste of it, and they can go now to the dark side universe. But they've already know what the light is like. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So how was that?
That feels really great. Some important areas that we got healings for and released for that I don't think I really hit on before, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, it's very wonderful. See, what happens is the dark side knows that the light is very, I don't know what word to say. If you cross the light, we'll say, especially now at ascension time, you get terminated. So a lot of the darkness energies are really afraid of the light because they probably have seen, maybe their friends or other races get eliminated, get terminated because they're interfering with light. They're coming into the light territory, which we live in now. And, when the darkness is here, they shouldn't be here. So they probably, much like what happened in, drawing a different scenario like World War II, okay? For what I was told by L. Bielik, when I talked to him, he stated that the main reason why we dropped the atomic bombs on Japan was because the Germans were planning to drop an atomic bomb on the United States about a week after we did that process with the Japanese. So it's just kind of the show of force, okay? And that's what he said happened. Remember, L.B. was a know-a-lot. And so basically that made the Germans fearful of the Americans because we had a technology that we used before they used it on us. And so that's the same way to look at it, if you would. The aliens are afraid of the light because they don't know what it's about. And, you know, that can be definitely true. This is why we bring them into the light in this program, so that they can have a chance to go to the light, to see the light. Otherwise, if they try to go to the light ship, just like yourself, you can't go there without, you know, going on these calls and stuff and the special conference calls. If you were to go there yourself, if you could find the way to go there, and once you approach the pure light, you would be completely terminated because you would have darkness in you. And everybody on this planet has darkness, so you would not exist because the light ship does not allow darkness in the light ship and around the light ship. So what I'll do now is bring in one of the defense fleet ships here. This is the Star of Bethlehem. A lot of people love this energy. And we'll be closing the show off with this here since we're straight up on the hour right now. We have our 8-hour conference call tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern. You can send me an email if you wish to get on the call. It's creationlightship@yahoo.com. So here comes the Star of Bethlehem. It'll be active. I'll do it for 2 hours here. So if you're on the Pacific Coast, it'll be active till midnight. East Coast will be a little bit later. So here we go. So stronger, stronger. It's coming in now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, this is the Star of Bethlehem here, and enjoy this wonderful energy. Remember, the light is all peace. Stay in your heart center. Our next BBS program is Monday at 4 o'clock on Station 1. And by all means, if you can get on the call tomorrow, it's an 8-hour conference call. You can also be on an absentee. Get on it, and you're going to feel much better afterwards. So blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Larry, for calling. Bye, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.